Pope Benedict travels north to Brescia tomorrow on his 17th pastoral journey in Italy. Tomorrow morning, the Holy Father will celebrate Mass in Brescia's main square.
In the afternoon, he will visit the nearby village of Concesio, the birthplace of his predecessor, Pope Paul VI. There he will inaugurate the Paul VI Institute for Religious Studies in honor of the Pope who guided the Church through the Second Vatican Council and its aftermath. Veronica Scarsbrick takes a look back at Paul VI's life and legacy.
Pope Paul VI was elected as the 261st successor of Peter on the 21st of June 1963. His family name was Montini. The crowds in St. Peter's Square cheered at the news that this man, full of contradictions, baffling yet brilliant, austere yet personable, enigmatic yet firm in his authority, had been chosen to lead the Catholic Church at a crucial time in its history, finding himself, as he did, with the delicate task of closing and implementing the Second Vatican Council. According to American William Wakefield Baum, created cardinal by this pope, this holy man was not always understood.
He was very gentle, and he was a gentleman. Perhaps the world didn't quite understand him.
The world Paul VI lived in was a changing world, the same inhabited by America's first Catholic president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, with whom he'd met less than 2 weeks into his pontificate.
Standard of living for you citizens.
But while the young American president's world was modern, vital, and projected into the 21st century, the newly elected pope's world was deeply anchored into the past, rife with pomp and circumstance. A situation Paul VI was determined to change when, in a symbolic gesture, he cancelled one of the Catholic Church's centuries-old traditions by giving away the Triple Crown. And again, when this last pope ever to be crowned brought it upon himself to become the first pilgrim pope.
A humble pilgrimage.
But despite these gestures of hope, the decade and a half of his pontificate was also marked with a string of tragic events that were to change the face of the world. The assassination of US President John Fitzgerald Kennedy only months after their encounter in the Vatican. The war in Vietnam. The Cultural Revolution in China, the Six-Day War in the Middle East, the entry of the Soviet troops into Prague, situations of conflict for which Pope Paul VI had anticipated an impelling plea for peace in October 1965.
Jamais plus la guerre, jamais plus la guerre.
As Archbishop John Foley recalls.
It was the first visit of a pope to the United Nations. Even some of the people from communist states felt the power of what he was saying.
I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.